Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
We're not going to wait for that to happen. We're going to pay for it to get the bridge rebuilt and open.
It could take years, though. The pledge from President Biden the morning after the cargo ship hit a major Maryland bridge and ultimately brought it down. Divers back in the Baltimore Harbor this morning searching for six people who are presumed dead. Live team coverage continues in Washington and Fox's Ryan Schmelz. And obviously Congress would have a say on that, controlling the power of the purse strings. But I would imagine in the hours and days after such a tragic event and with such a vital lifeline to shipping and more, there might actually be some bipartisanship on rebuilding this bridge.
Oh, there certainly is. And, you know, you had Congressman Andy Harris, who is the lone Republican in the Maryland delegation, representing the Eastern Shore. So not directly attached to the bridge, but certainly an area where a lot of the people commute to and from using that bridge, whether they're trying to get to Baltimore or back to the Eastern Shore. He was saying that, yes, he's going to be working on ways to fund this bridge. And he's on the Appropriations Committee, so he deals with the committee that would directly be involved with doing that. But he acknowledged this could be something that takes decades to do. And so this is going to be a long road. Governor Moore just told Griff Jenkins that on Fox and Friends. And this is just getting started.
Obviously, a lot to still unpack with this as well, which is going to be the investigative part. NTSB talking about the painstaking work that they do. But that and the oversight that comes with the Congress are going to be really vital in being able to overall help, I think, shipping all across the country, including here in Jacksonville at Jacksport, just to enhance safety. Because the rarity of an event like this, this massive thing, there are accidents that happen, but this significant of a bridge hit and the bridge to come down, I think there could be some lessons learned for all of shipping across the country.
Yeah, there certainly could be. You know, this easily also could be just a case of wrong place for this to happen. You know, this was, I think one official was saying yesterday that, yes, these bridges are built to take, to be able to brace for impact on a lot of things, but for a massive cargo ship to just plow into it like this, you know, we don't really know how many bridges across the country are actually built for something like that at that big of an impact. And, you know, this was a bad case where this ship lost its power right in the middle of this area and was heading directly for that bridge. And there was no way for them to steer clear of it. But, you know, based off what we've heard, the mayday call that came in quickly and the quick action from the police officers on the bridge, in fact, saved lives, according to Governor Moore.
Have we heard much, or is it too soon to be able to understand the scope of what this could mean for the supply chain?
We're already seeing some pretty numbers that are certainly concerning. In terms of direct supply chain, not quite sure. But, you know, we do have numbers about, you know, the tons upon tons of cargo that come out of there, millions of tons of cargo a year that are transported in and out of that harbor. But that's all going to have to be redirected. And we're seeing port backups across the country in many different places. It certainly has gotten better than maybe it was 2 years ago or so, but it still is a problem. And so I think there is that concern that there's going to be this ripple effect down the road about how it's going to impact prices, how long it's going to take to get supplies to the country. And it certainly is going to create a backup for trucking services. We've already seen the trucking companies and some of these trucking unions say that this is going to lead to backups. It is going to lead to delay delivery times, and it's going to be harder for these truck drivers to get to and from certain locations, especially when you consider that this is the Baltimore / DC area, where there's just a lot of, it's a very central location and a lot of traffic flows through there.
Yeah, and depending on how bad traffic is about an hour drive from you. Did you have a chance to see any of the scene? What did it look like?
I was not able to see some of the scene. I've had some family members and some friends send me pictures of the bridge because I still know a lot of people live up there. But, you know, I drove up to suburban Baltimore after work yesterday, did not have too many issues. There's usually pretty bad traffic in that area just in general. But I didn't notice anything out of the ordinary on the route that I took. So I think that might be a positive sign, but I think this is going to be a nightmare for some commuters.
Yeah, and it would be a nightmare potentially for years where everyone who takes that part of the outer beltway, as they call it in the Baltimore suburbs on the eastern and southern loop, will ultimately have to take I-95 or I think it was 695. I was listening to WBAL radio in Baltimore yesterday, and their ongoing coverage of obviously the acute phase of this, the search and recovery operations, and now moving into the next phase of the investigation. Ryan, thanks for the update.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.